bust out the bucket.
Here we go.
Paul Malaflat.
Thursday.
Will it float?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I don't know who thinks that stuff up, but I'm like, jeez.
Wow, that's pretty wild, isn't it? As the canned wine about to go in to the tank.
So convenient.
Yeah.
How many ounces is that?
Probably not enough,
ounces?
Really, like when it comes down to it. It's about the size of your garden variety, like Red Bull can, to be honest with you, if it give you some sort of perspective. So it's not like a full Coke can size. But as we know with canned liquids, it's almost 50-50. And you would think they would all flow, but if you think about the beer cooler, some float, some don't. Lights do this, you know, all that. Then the Coke and the Diet Coke, one floats, one don't. So when it comes to the canned wine, most of the guesses so far has been float. I'm gonna sink.
Really?
I'm gonna go sink.
Look at you go.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say float.
I think there's a density and destiny, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
In there.
Density on this show?
And I think the destiny ultimately of this can is that it will end up in the possession of one of us on the show, and that would be the one of us that
I like big buckets.
Mm. And also free wine.
What about some straws?
Because somebody stole your can of wine. Because we got this from the fine people at the Grapevine Convention Bureau.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Visitors. I was the victim of a crime. Maybe if you're looking for compensation, just stop by Sundance Square.
I think it was somebody from the ranch that stole it. I mean, you think about the drinkers in the building.
I know. Yeah. Crying out loud.
Especially the girl in mornings right now. We go to our contestants whose opinions matter. First and foremost, he is Hank fan number 9 out of Dublin, Texas. Hey, top of the morning to you, Eric. Eric out of Dublin.
Morning, good morning.
There he is. Zan going up as Hank fan number 10 out of the Ford. Weatherford, it is Christine. Welcome, Christine.
Good morning.
Oh, there was a little laugh. Christine is our patented laugher, professional laugher on the show.
Did she take my wine? Christine,
yeah,
girlfriend.
I don't think she laughs because she's she's wound up or wind up, perhaps.
Mommy needs some vino.
No, that's just somebody living their best life right there. All right, guys. All right, Eric. You have first dibs. What do you think? Pop the top on this. Canned wine. Will it float? Will it sink?
Float.
We got to float. All right. So, Christine, you're hoping it'll do what?
It's going to sink.
Laughingly sink. All right. There we go. It has still not been opened by Heather Lee, so we are doing quite well. And it's time to go to the tank of transparency. As we're having network difficulties, but we are trying to live stream on our Hank Facebook Live so you can see what you can hear. And probably look at us quite pixelated right now, like we've been drinking, perhaps, a lot of wine. That's right, kids. Please, always play Will It Float responsibly. To the tank of transparency we go. And, of course, once it hits the water, it has 10 seconds to do what it's going to do. Remember, we're going to need to put this in on its side just because of the limitations within the bucket.
I like big buckets.
Well, it's a big bucket. It's just not that tall. Okay, here we go. Once it hits the water, we will have 10 seconds, and the countdown will begin. In 3, 2, 1, and down goes. And it hits the bottom, but it bounces right back up, and we've got a floater, but it's tipping. It's tipping on the side, all right? So the top is floating. The bottom of it is going. So we have the top up. We have the bottom down. And I do believe Will It Float just became drunk.
Yeah. And it happens. It's okay.
We have, and we haven't had this in quite some time, that little miracle that gives us a flat-out tie this morning. A tie this morning. The canned wine. So it went in. It bounced on its side at the bottom, bounced off of it, went right back to the top, floated there for a minute, and now it's doing kind of like, you know, I don't know, 20 minutes left in the movie Titanic. It's kind of sticking up like that,
yeah.
But it's certainly the bottom is touching the bottom. So we have both above water and at the bottom covered.
So I
wow.
It's like it saw what was going on with the leftover tidy bowl in there and said, oh, no. Uh-uh.
Yeah, tried to get right back
out. I'm not going
out.
In. No way, man.
All right. Well, That's why we always say, please play Will It Float with a responsible adult. And once we find those, we'll get right on that. But congratulations to both of you. You're both going to PBR Rattler Days. Eric out of Dublin, Christine out of Weatherford. You know what? With everything going on in the world right now, Will It Float ends up with everybody winning. And by gosh, sometimes you just can't write this stuff. That's awesome, guys. That's great.